And we're back. It's going to be an enthralling episode of the podcast today. See what I did there? It's a new word.
Oh, so funny, Tommy.
We're gonna do some stuff today. Connor's going to give us a game. We're talk about the Patriots spending spree. The Patriots stock is going to the moon, okay?
Other free agency moves?
I know we're going to talk about March Madness.
Tommy, why are you, like, eating your mic?
I actually am eating my mic, so.
And, Tommy, I will admit, this is so much better than last week. I could barely hear you.
Yeah, no. I was using old headphones, so.
Before anything else happens, I'd like to apologize for me not being there last week. I couldn't keep the stupid things Aiden says to a minimum. As I normally do.
Yeah.
Lost his mind last week.
Hey, before we start, could we just say rest in peace to the legend himself, Elgin Baylor? One of the all-time greats.
Yeah, rest in peace. I think Kyle
you
posted
here?
I'm here, just very tired.
Yeah, imagine not getting
enough
sleep.
Honestly, I'm surprised Kyle made it today.
Whoa, Aiden, is that a dig at Kyle?
Yes, it is. Usually, when he doesn't respond within the first 5 minutes of saying, "Are you ready?" that means that he's not showing.
Whoa.
Because I don't go on my phone 24/7.
24/7, bro. What do you mean? Yes, you do. I'm never on my phone for more than 3 hours a day.
All right. Let's get into.
I was doing homework.
Let's get into some March Madness.
No, let's start with NFL free agency.
All right, let's start with your game. You got. I got to warm up. I need some fastballs.
Okay. So here's the little game. Okay. So. Each of you have to build a starting five with a six man. Okay, I'm going to name a college, and you guys have to say the best player from the college, I guess. Okay, so like, say I were to say,
current or all time?
All time.
Yeah. Can we do current?
Yeah, I don't know any college basketball players.
I love
anyways.
The brain capacity right now.
You can do all time.
No, because the colleges I picked out, some of them, like, it wouldn't, you'd get, like, terrible. It wouldn't be as good.
Can I at least use the internet? Because I don't watch college basketball.
No!
Aiden,
I'm not going to choose, like, hard colleges. I'm not going to choose, like, San Diego State.
You guys are gonna laugh at me so hard for this.
That would be a very easy college, actually.
Nah, because you need three. You need three people. Like once one person says one person. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So wait. So Connor, I'm still a little bit confused. So you're gonna give us a name for the college, and we just have to name the best player.
Pleasure.
You make a starting five.
Say I go San Diego State, and Kyle right away goes Kawhi Leonard. Neither of you can name Kawhi Leonard. You got to name the second and third best player.
All right.
So
didn't like.
Obviously, I'm not gonna name like hard colleges. Okay.
Quinn Sigman Community College.
A starting five and a sixth man. Can you guys handle that?
Clark University. Yes.
About to figure that out. So let's get started.
The first one. We'll start off with an easy one. Kentucky.
Oh my God! I don't know anybody.
Buzzer.
It's not buzzer. You start it out, Thomas.
I got.
Or, you know, we'll do buzzer. We'll do buzzer.
Buzzer, Anthony Davis.
It's a power forward. Power forward or center? It doesn't matter. You have to choose now.
Kyle.
Power forward or center? You got to choose now. Who is typing? I hear someone typing.
Oh, I'm doing homework.
That's totally Kyle.
I'm doing homework.
Best.
Got, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go with a prime John Wall.
Yep, everyone's in the prime. Okay, yep.
I don't know anyone.
Kentucky.
Oh, I thought you said Connecticut.
That's also not that hard.
Easy too.
Yeah, I know.
I guess Devin Booker.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay,
yeah,
I mean, I probably would have went with, like, DeMarcus Cousins or something, because prime DeMarcus Cousins doesn't get better.
All right, then I'll take one player.
Tommy, is center or power forward position?
Yeah. I'll take the power forward.
And Kyle has John Wall at point guard, and then Aiden has Devin Booker at shooting guard. Okay, the next college. It's all time, remember?
Yep.
UNC.
Oh, my buzzer.
A buzzer.
Michael Jordan.
Tommy said it
first. I was first.
Oh, my God.
I've got Michael Jordan.
James Worthy, power forward.
That's a good one. Don't
ask me how I know that. I just know he went there.
Vince Carter, I guess.
Aiden, can you not?
What?
Vince Carter.
Good one, Aiden. Good job.
What position does he play? I just remember. Shooting guard. Okay. Put him at the point guard.
Yeah, I got.
We'll let you put
him at small forward.
Now, he can put Devin Booker. Actually, you put him at small forward. Put him at small forward.
All right. Small forward is it the two or three? I mean, three or four?
MJ at shooting guard.
MJ's at shooting guard. No, MJ's at small forward. Devin Booker.
No, he's
once
at two.
You put someone there, you can't change.
No, Tommy. No,
wait, is small forward the three or the four?
Small forward's a three.
All right.
MJ's a two.
Oh, you have MJ. My bad. I was thinking Aiden had MJ. That's my fault. I forgot he took Vince Carter. Okay. Those are probably the three best that I could think of off the top of my head. Yeah, okay. This one, there's really two players I'm thinking of off the top of my head. And if you don't get one, you're screwed. Ready? And you got to think position-wise. You can't just say the best player and not have a position.
Yeah.
Georgetown.
Buzzer. Patrick Ewing at center.
Buzzer, Allen Iverson.
Nice.
God.
Yeah, okay. John Wall, Iverson, James Worthy. Okay. We need a small forward and a...
Oh, Aiden, there are good players. There's actually a few more. I'm looking at it. You probably won't get it. Does Aiden get hints or no?
Yes, Aiden should get hints.
Sure, give him a hint.
He is... There's two that are two of the best blocking centers of all time.
I don't know. Oh, wait, Reggie Williams.
What?
I don't know. I just recognized the name.
You searched it off, didn't you?
I did. I searched up all of them, okay? I'm coming clean. Please, I don't know
everyone.
Oh, my God.
No way you searched up everyone.
Aiden.
There's no way you searched up everyone.
Aiden, you should have, if you're going to do that, you should have just said Jeff Green.
All right, no, I'll go Jeff Green.
There's no way you searched up everyone.
I did. You're except MJ. I knew MJ went there.
Can we get Aiden off the podcast, please? He doesn't know anything. He literally knows nothing.
I know nothing about college basketball. I'm fine at everything else. Right?
This is NBA basketball, too.
We'll do a current one after this. We'll do a current run after this.
Okay, we can do a current run after
so, this. Yeah, so all right,
next one.
I took Jeff Green.
Next one. Hold on. Ready? Mm-hmm. Didn't go to college.
LeBron James.
Yep. Buzzer. Kobe.
Nice job, Aiden. You took Kevin Garnett.
I guess I have to. I don't have space.
Who's your center? Who's your
so
center?
So he's a six man.
Tommy has Patrick Ewing. And Anthony Davis. Oh, yeah, you who's your small forward?
Is nobody.
It's okay if I put Booker at the one so I can take Kobe.
Yeah, that's don't fine. You? That's fine, Aiden.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Is everyone's roster filled out after?
I need a center.
I need a
six man.
Tommy, there's actually one I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Tommy, take KG at six man.
Dwight Howard went to no college, and Dwight Howard prime is insane.
You
can't
get a center.
Six man.
He's my six man, so I
forgot about that.
And prime Dwight is better than prime anybody. It's like better than prime.
All right, so you're picking Dwight.
Prime
picking
KG,
Dwight?
So.
I was thinking Dwight. Tracy McGrady, but Dwight's probably better.
Yeah.
Okay, what code do I do next?
I'm really hoping you say the one I need.
Duke.
Yep.
Buzzer. Who didn't Gary Payton go to Duke? No, Grant Hill.
Yeah, during the NBA.
Grant.
What?
Are we picking them in college or in the NBA?
NBA.
All right, I'll go.
Grant Hill. I'll take Grant Hill at the guard.
NBA, Kyle?
Yeah. Actually, Zion. Screw it, Zion.
Oh, okay. Damn it, Kyle.
Okay, Aiden, I'm going to give you a little hint here. Aiden, yeah. Think Celtics players.
Oh, Jason Tatum off the bench. I should have gone Kyrie. What am I thinking?
You can go Kyrie if you want.
Kyrie off the bench.
All right, what's everyone's lineups right now?
I got.
Everyone say point guard.
John Wall,
Booker.
I have nobody right now.
Here's Aiden Booker.
Yeah, Booker.
Shooting guard.
Kobe.
Grant Hill.
Grant Hill. Kyle, who's your shooting guard?
Connor, name the teams you've said.
You said Duke, Kentucky, UNC, No College, Georgetown.
Wait, we George still have spot to go, so...
Yeah, you have Allen Iverson, okay.
I'm putting typing mine down, because I'm going to forget.
Yeah, so right here's down, because I don't remember. If everyone remembers, then I'm fine. I'm just doing this so you guys
can get it. I have a good memory.
Power forward still.
I need a point guard.
What were the other ones? So No College, I said LeBron. Power forward, UNC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said James Worthy.
Okay. Okay, ready for the final one?
Yeah.
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 Foreign country.
Dirk.
Buzzer.
Dirk.
Buzzer. Okay, Kyle, you can take him. Sure, go ahead. I'll take Luka at point guard.
Okay.
I only know current day players.
That's fine, Aiden.
Aiden, you should take Yao Ming. You should take Yao Ming.
You know what? Give me Luka. Actually, no, give me Giannis. Give me Giannis.
Tell me, that's a good
Aiden, what position do you need?
I need a forward. Power forward.
Giannis is probably smart. Okay.
All right. I have my team.
All right. Does everyone have the team?
Me too.
Yeah.
Point guard.
Yeah.
John Wall.
Booker.
Luka Doncic.
Iverson.
Grant Hill.
Grant Hill, Kobe. Small forward.
LeBron.
Vince Carter.
MJ.
You guys can't all say it at once.
LeBron.
All right, Tommy, you go, then Kyle goes, and then I'll go.
Michael LeBron, Jordan.
Vince Carter.
Power forward.
James Worthy.
Anthony Davis.
Giannis.
Center.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Patrick
Jeff Ewing. Green.
What?
Just let him go.
I don't know. I picked someone else, didn't I?
Six man.
Zion Williamson.
Dwight Howard.
Kyrie.
Who do we think wins this? I think
Tommy.
It's close between Tommy and Kyle. Aiden, it's up to you. Who do you think wins this?
Hold up. I'm trying to figure out who I meant to pick.
Aiden.
Honestly, you know what? Give me Tommy's team because he had MJ.
Okay.
I have LeBron.
Are we doing current players now?
Hold on. For deciding. Tommy and I.
This has been a 13-minute endeavor.
Can we do current players?
No, current players. No,
this is
I have so many good ones.
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, my God.
No, it was... Wait, who was it?
Are we doing in their prime?
Yeah.
So, I could pick, Dwight Howard and get prime Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
Wait, no, Connor, do NBA teams this time so I know what I'm doing.
What? We could do NBA teams.
No, do colleges. No, it's March Madness season 8.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it, Aiden. Come on now. Hi. UConn.
Kemba Walker.
I don't know anybody from UConn.
I had someone for all time. I'll go Andre Drummond then, I guess.
Aiden, you can guess what
or you Jeremy Lamb. You want Jeremy Lamb?
Ray Allen. Give me Ray Allen.
He doesn't play in the NBA.
Oh, currently? Oh, I'm sorry.
Aiden, stop looking it up. Stop looking it up, Aiden.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, Aiden, you get Jeremy Lamb.
No, he gets Rudy Gay. Right. Give him Rudy Gay.
Prime
Rudy
Gay is better than
Prime Jeremy. Is he a guard or forward?
Ready?
Yeah.
Is he a guard or forward, Rudy Gay?
Yeah.
He's a forward.
Look it up. You've already looked up a lot enough.
Right, so ready? UCLA.
Yep.
Bob Buzzer.
You can't think. Someone else.
You can't take him. Russell Westbrook.
Lonzo Ball.
Kyle gets him.
All right. I got Lonzo Ball.
Aiden, come on. This is an easy one. There's one more.
Wait, from UCLA?
One more you can get. And Aiden, since it's prime, this is probably the best pick besides Westbrook.
Give me a second to think.
Aiden, I love you.
He was on the 2016 Cavs.
Aiden, I love you.
I forgot we were doing prime. I could have taken him.
Aiden, I love
weird, Russell Westbrook.
Aiden, I
just took him.
Kevin Love.
Aiden, I love you.
Cool.
Kevin Love, dude.
No, he doesn't deserve him.
No, he can.
Nope, Aiden,
can get Darren Collison.
Wait, in their prime? In their prime, I'd take Kevin Love.
Aiden, we're doing prime.
We're doing in our prime.
God. Okay, fine. Russell Westbrook's still good. You can have Kevin Love.
I have Russell Westbrook.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay.
Wait, who do I have? Oh, you know, give me Zach LaVine.
Okay.
Or LaVine.
There's no way you went Zach LaVine over Kevin Love, dude. My mind is blown.
Who do I have?
Actually, I thought he had Darren Collison.
Who do I have? I have Drummond and
Westbrook. Zach LaVine is a point guard.
I got
Lonzo Ball and Kevin Walker. The dream team.
Wait, who's my other player though? Oh, I took Rudy Gobert.
Texas.
Rudy Gay. Buzzer. Kevin Durant.
I didn't hear you. That doesn't count.
I said it twice.
Aiden was talking and I was laughing at him.
Aiden, you got Mo Bamba.
What was the college?
Texas. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh. Aiden, you got Mo Bamba. Congrats.
No, I take Jimmy Butler. Oh, wait, no, who's on me anymore?
Jimmy Butler did actually.
I'm not going to say because Connor might say the school. I need to write mine down again. Westbrook. Who's my other player? Oh, yeah.
Who is the player? Orange.
And Trump. Aiden, come on. This is taking way too long.
I don't know, bro. I don't know any around Texas.
We said Mo Bamba.
Aiden. Let's take Mo Bamba.
No, but he's not that good.
Miles Turner. There you go.
All right. What position does he play? Center. I should know this.
Center.
Wait, I have already. Okay, I can have him off the bench. Wait, what's his name? Miles Turner.
Yes.
Miles Turner. Wait. All right, Connor disconnected, so he's gonna text us to college. But, and I will say it.
LeBron.
No college.
LeBron.
Dwight Howard.
Luca. Dwight Howard again. Wait, no, Luca. Cool. Luca didn't go to college. No. Luca, give me Luca.
All right.
That was a good one, Aiden. Good one. All right. The college is.
Nope.
Come on, Connor.
Wait, no.
12 Come seconds.
On. He needs 12 seconds. Wow, this segment is going way longer than I expected. Oh, he's rejoining. Okay, here we go. All right, well, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll make up for it with a glorious early report.
Honestly, this is my favorite game so far.
Hey.
You didn't like my team
horrible.
History game?
Your team history? I don't remember that game. What game was that?
Wait, I know you don't. You don't remember my players on teams that weren't
Hello?
That they don't
that
for.
Game was really fun. All right, Connor. Yeah, Connor, what's the player?
College we're going to do now.
What's college?
How many have I said?
We already did no college.
Four.
UCLA.
No college.
Texas.
We're going to go Florida.
UConn.
Yep. Okay.
Buzzer. Al Horford.
Wait, do I have a center? I do have a center.
Nice job.
Ooh, Bradley Beal.
Oh.
Yes.
No,
he's a guard. I already have two guards.
Look are we allowing you? This? Now you don't get Bradley Beal.
Instant.
Yeah, can I get Bradley Beal? Can I get Bradley Beal?
No, Zayden gave it away.
And you
yeah, he's gonna put Kyle Pitts at power forward. Okay, now here I'm gonna say a conference, and you gotta give me a player, okay?
No. But I
okay.
I
well, this we, this is
Aiden, no one cares. Aiden, take Joakim Noah.
This is for the last two.
He's not. I don't think.
Who's he?
You don't know who Joakim Noah is? Oh my god! Okay.
Connor, just say the conference. Say the conference.
Ooh, which one do I do?
Wait, do we have to say a player?
Give me another school.
Do we have to say a player that hasn't been named?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just talking about conference to do. Here, we'll do an easy one. Big Ten.
Wait, no, Luke is a Ford, so I take Bradley Beal.
Buzzer.
Shut up, Aiden. Yes? Who
buzzer.
Said who? Yeah, okay.
Buzzer.
Yes, Connor.
What was
the
college?
Big Ten. It's the conference, Aiden. It's the Big Ten.
Big Ten, all right.
Jesus, there's not a lot of good Big Ten players.
Well, there's a few I can think of, actually.
I'm going to have to go with, why don't you come back?
I have one player in mind, but I'm trying to think
of Can I tell you a college?
Right yeah, I have a few guys in mind, but...
Michigan State.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, Draymond Green.
Buzzer.
Oh. I was trying to think of someone better, but I couldn't. Although Prime Draymond Green is very good.
He's very good. No, there's one more I'm thinking of.
This may not have to go with, like, I probably have to go with, like, what school?
I think Indiana. What school? Yeah. I'll tell you, he's a former All-Star.
You're making this hard on me.
He also had a season-ending injury, not this year, but not too long ago.
He wants, I think another player, he wants out of the situation he's in.
Nice, okay.
Oh, hey, Aiden, Victor Oladipo.
Your team was what? Jeremy.
I don't.
What was it? He doesn't even Jeremy have Lamb. A player.
No, I had Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, Luka Doncic, Rudy Gobert, Rudy
How
Gay,
did you get Luka?
And Myers Turner.
Non-college.
Luka, no, he said no college.
High school.
No high school. No college.
Like what
we gave specify.
Luka is out of high school technically.
Yes.
Boy, I still
need to what was your team? Luka, Zach LaVine, Kyle Pitts, NA, and NA. Okay, so who wins that one?
And we'll give you D'Angelo Russell. You get D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah,
give me Cody Zeller.
I have Westbrook, Beal, LeBron, Aldridge, Drummond, and Draymond Green.
Yeah, Kyle wins.
Congrats. All right, we're going to take a break for an ad, and we'll be right back. We're back. We are back from the ad. That was so good. You guys learned about so much stuff.
Talk so much,
Madness. What are we doing now? We're doing March Madness. There's been a lot of...
My bracket is
awesome. Well, my bracket is busted.
Everyone's
not really, but...
pretty much is busted.
You can think of...
My final four is intact, but...
I don't think it will be, Tommy. I'm going to be honest.
Iowa's out, so that's fun. They were my Elite Eight.
Hold up.
Ohio State's out, they were my Elite Eight.
Let's go.
Sorry about that.
My bracket. So I've made good predictions, like, and bad predictions.
Anybody else?
Like, I made some really good ones. Like, I have Syracuse going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. I had Ohio State. No, sorry. I had Ohio winning.
I had
a couple games. I had USC beating Kansas.
I had Oregon Sweet 16.
I think I had Oregon Sweet 16. And actually, I had them losing the first round.
I
had BC winning.
I was going to play Abilene Christian or whatever. That kind of helped me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, bad predictions I made. I said Kansas Elite Eight. Texas Tech Final Four.
I had Sandy.
Illinois Myers. Championship. Texas Final Four.
Ohio State being good.
I had.
Myers, I had them losing to Texas Tech.
Oklahoma State Final Four and San Diego State Elite Eight.
I had Illinois in the championship.
I had. Of course, you did. I definitely had UConn winning a few more games than they did, and Ohio State winning a few more games than they did.
Shut up. Shut up,
I predicted UConn losing their first round.
No, I had UConn losing to Alabama. So.
Aiden, okay. Aiden, you are a Ohio State fan. I'm a UConn fan. We were a 7 seed. You were a 2 seed. You actually had a good chance of making it very far in the tournament. We were a Cinderella story, hoping that.
Oh happened. My God!
You lost first round to a team named Oral.
Robert.
It doesn't get worse than that.
Aiden, all you're supposed to say.
I saw this funny. No, Tommy, can I say something? I saw this very funny.
Okay, no. Okay.
Oh my God, you can't. I saw it too.
If you want, you can look it up.
You can't.
If you want, you can look it up.
You can't say it on the podcast, so we're all never going to go to college.
It's called demonetization, Kyle. It's a fun thing.
If you want to go watch it yourself, go look it up.
I'm not going to lie.
They lost to a 15 seed. A 15 seed. That's happened like five times. That's not what matters. All that matters is they're 15 seed.
It is what matters.
They're from the Summit League, okay?
That might be the worst part.
I'm telling you, the best Final Four would have been Oral Roberts versus Morehead State.
And that's when we get demonetized.
I just like to say this.
This may be the last episode of the podcast.
The way the NCAA runs the bracket is just not good.
Why?
Like, no, Connor's just mad that UConn got put in
No, I'm not. I don't care about UConn. I feel like that the ones. I feel like Loyola. No shot.
Connor and I are talking about this.
Like, what's
they
the
got
point
snubbed.
Of the AP poll? You want to know who Loyola was ranked ahead of?
Who?
It was like four seed Purdue. There was Colorado, BYU. Who else was there?
Oh yeah, I had BYU going far too.
They were ahead of USC.
Same. Actually, no. I live in Chicago.
Every year they get slept on, and every year they always make a run.
Boom. In the spin 2 years, team, by
the way. This is the second time, and they weren't even that slept on.
I mean, no one thought they were going to make a run because they were facing a top four team in the country.
I'm just saying, what's their big man's name? Colossal or whatever. I don't know his name.
He's my him and the dude from Gonzaga.
Timmy,
the big man from Gonzaga, my two favorite. Yeah, they're my two favorite players in March Madness.
Did you guys watch the whole Loyola game?
I really liked the kid from Gonzaga, but now my favorite.
I was doing
yard
work.
I watched the whole thing. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
to watch.
I didn't watch
Watching
it.
Kofi Cochran, 7 feet, 285 pounds, go up against the white dude with no muscle at all, get destroyed. It was
and
so
a mustache.
Fun to watch.
No, my new favorite player is the kid from Houston who played on like a broken, like a sprained ankle or something last night against
Rutgers. Did
you guys
hear about the guy who won the with the NCAA wrestling or something with
no
ACL?
No, I saw something about that, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's insane.
He tore his ACL the week before, there. And then he still wrestled and won.
Well, to be fair, you like tearing your ACL, you can still walk and stuff, but it just
to
like
win.
I know a kid who tore his ACL, and like he was relatively fine walking around.
Conan and I were also talking today about how stacked Gonzaga's roster really is.
They only have a top five. They're five. They only have five good players.
But
you look at their starting
three
five,
top 10 players in the country. Debatably?
No, I agree with that, but no player is going to be playing 40 minutes a night.
I'm sorry, but can I say something? Like, have you guys noticed that? Like last year, there was all this hype about LaMelo. The year before, it was Zion and Ja. This year, who's? I don't even know who's going to be
Cade Cunningham
to the NFL draft.
Cade Cunningham.
Are you
Jalen
Cade
Suggs?
Cunningham
He's
is
so good. Amazing. He's so good.
Jalen Suggs is insane too. Did you know that Jalen Suggs went to the same high school as Paige Brockers or something.
Hey, do you know that LaMelo wasn't even
overall? He should have been. Well, actually, no. Not Wiseman. Whatever his face is.
Wiseman was the better.
Wiseman's terrible.
Peyton Pritchard.
Oh,
the number one.
Peyton Pritchard. With the way he's playing, honestly, I would take him over James Wiseman.
Do you know where Peyton Pritchard went to college?
Peyton
Pritchard? He went to Oregon.
Oh, so you know that, but not where freaking Vince Carter went to college?
He actually picked Vince
Carter.
Yeah,
because he searched it up.
Yeah, looked it up.
Or take him over Obi Toppin. Because I think he's been so. We talked about it a little bit last episode. He's been so disappointing.
Who?
He's
been
Obi.
He started the season injured and really never found playing time.
He would have been so good last year. Dayton, I would have had Dayton
winning
all last year. But...
Actually, I'm sorry. I take
question
that back.
For you
James
guys.
Wiseman has been. Better than what I said he was. I thought he was averaging like 3-5 points a game.
What?
Cool.
Guys,
cool.
I have a question for you guys. How controversial do we want to get?
Go ahead.
To the point where we might be going too far to put it.
No,
in
go
the
ahead. Go
very,
ahead.
Very, very,
we can just, Kyle, we can just cut it out if it's too bad.
How controversial is it? No, do it.
Please
do
don't.
It, do it,
please
do it.
Don't.
Kyle, do it. If it gets too bad, we can just
Should
cut
we
out.
Talk about the... Okay, actually, it shouldn't even end it that bad if we all use common sense. How the NCAA and the women's weight room and stuff.
Yeah, well, the fact
just,
is the men's tournament
we
is just
like
the NCAA fine. Tournament,
the women's tournament is the women's tournament. But, like, the reason they don't have a bigger weight room and stuff is because the NCAA can't afford to pay for them. You want to know how much money the NCAA loses by hosting the women's tournament?
$14
million. Just by...
The NCAA is also a non-profit organization.
All these women complain about how women don't have rights and how their sports aren't funded.
Oh,
like,
man.
Okay, no. Not, okay, not
this is why I said this.
But how their sports, how NCAA, all those women were complaining about how sports weren't funded. I guarantee you half of them, at least half of them, did not watch the NCAA, their women's tournament.
Okay, Connor, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Do you realize that, if you were... Say, let's say you were running men's track and field at a college that's not named Oregon, okay? what is funding your ability to run? Is
Tommy,
it women's basketball or men's basketball funding that? Like, do you, if you're not bring, you're not bringing the same amount of money as the, as,
yeah, that's why they're never
else.
Basically on TV. Like, I saw something that they got, this,
no, they're on TV. They're
no,
on
but
TV.
Here's the thing. I saw this I've thing, like, you know how, like, all the men's March Madness players got, like, really cool stuff. So this, guy that won the track championship, the men's track championship showed this thing. He got, like, a water bottle, a bag, and, like, a, I don't, and maybe a t-shirt. He got almost nothing.
I mean, March Madness generates the most money for NCAA.
Okay.
Like, I'm aware. No, but if it's equitable, then you're saying that it should be equal, not equitable,
okay, like,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. If the women and men's gymnastics, people would watch women's more because obviously, like, they're more well-known. They're I don't want to say
I
better.
I think gymnastics is, like, co-ed.
More
is there, like, men's gymnastics?
Yes, there is.
There
it's
is.
Different.
Like,
I may be completely wrong.
But, like, I'm not going to – I wouldn't complain. Like, that's just how it is. Like – the men wouldn't complain about, I don't know, about not having better uniforms if they lose $15 million a year while the woman
they might actually.
Everyone's going to complain in the world.
Here's the problem I have with this. And obviously, I think the weight room might be like a little bit whack and all. But the problem I have with it is people are only making it an issue for their agenda. Like, you see everybody making it like about sexism because of like everything that's going on in the world right now, and that's the only problem I have with it.
Well, it is about it. It is about it, though.
Nothing to do with, like, sexism. Like,
it's really. I might be wrong, but from what I'm hearing,
it's sort of.
I do think that the way
it's sort of inherent. Like, they're not trying to do it. It just happens.
The weight room was very underwhelming. I feel like they should have deserved a little better. But if they had a smaller weight room,
definitely.
If they had a smaller weight room than the men's, I feel like it's not that big of a deal considering.
No, but they should have at least had some, like,
they should have had more than
some dumbbells.
They had about 7 yoga mats and a rack of dumbbells.
They should have a little more than that.
Like, you need a squat rack.
Yeah. And you need a
bench. A couple benches. But, like, one for each team. So, yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, it's a business. If you're not bringing in money, you can't spend money if you're not making money.
NCAA is non-profit.
Yeah. Connor, you realize that football and basketball essentially fund the entire thing.
I'm still gonna go to college, right?
Where does all that revenue go then?
Yes, Connor, I don't know.
They can...
It goes, Connor. Have you heard of the NCAA? Like, it's the most shady organization on the planet.
The NCAA is like the most annoying organization.
I was about
ever.
To
players
say
can't make
but
their
I
own
really
money.
Should about it.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Aiden, it's fine.
No,
like,
the players being their own money thing is absolutely terrible.
It's crazy. Like,
they make money in the end. It really
well,
they
only
do.
If you go to only if you like get into the NFL, and which like
no,
that's
they,
only
no,
like 10% of players.
Aiden, you were telling me, Cade Cunningham, the best player, said, "I'm going to go to Oklahoma State."
He got
Aiden. People make money
paid.
Under the table.
Oh, he got paid.
There's a reason
James Wiseman got
no, we're
suspended because he went to Memphis.
Like...
No.
Well, yeah,
I'm saying that they should be able to make money off of sponsorships.
Yeah, like sponsorships.
That, I think so. The NCAA,
is not obligated to pay their athletes.
If 20,000 people buy their jerseys, they should make profit off that. The NCAA...
It is a bit wacky. Like, literally, college athletes can't play a friendly game or something and put – like $10-$20.
You guys know how destroying, you know about destroying and stuff.
No.
He was a somewhere. College kicker at UCF, and he had a YouTube channel where he do a bunch of like kicking videos, and the NCAA said that he was making money off his name, and off his like brand at UCF. So they said either he has to quit football or stop doing YouTube, and he quit football.
Did he keep doing YouTube and he just quit football?
Yeah.
That's so crazy, bro. That's
they technically are making tons and tons of money.
It's greedy
because
it's literally greedy.
No, Aiden. No, it's not. No, what I'm saying is the players are technically making money off of this because they are getting to go to a good school. Like, say, if you go to USC or something or Harvard, you get a full ride to go play basketball.
But you can't make money.
You're getting
the top notch because you guys don't.
Aiden,
college is super expensive,
Aiden,
and just be.
Yeah, but Aiden,
Exactly. Let's say you get a full ride scholarship. Yeah, you get a full scholarship to say, I don't know.
You're saving more money than what you would have made in your summer job.
To go to an Ivy, right? That's like $60,000 a year times four.
That's the problem.
And the problem is most of those players, they're good enough where they can play pro ball. Just not always in the NBA. A lot of them will go overseas and make close to nothing. If you think everyone's being paid, he'd get paid one of the most monies in college basketball, and then he's going to go into the NBA and be maybe a late first-round pick.
But here's the thing.
Recruiting would be changed because the bigger schools, with more money, are going to be able to pay players more.
No, that should be illegal.
No, Kyle, not.
It should be, but who knows if it would be.
About the NCAA itself, because.
No, hold on. It's not about that. It's not like that.
Because you're telling me the NCAA, they make money just off from Cade Cunningham's name. Like, people hear Cade Cunningham's playing tonight, and they go, "Oh, I gotta watch that game." Like that, people do that, and the NCAA makes so much money off the person. They just don't get any money off of that.
Well, here's look.
Well,
I agree
that so many players went to the G League.
Yeah,
a lot of people went to the G League.
You know what's good for them? Because if the NCAA isn't going to pay their players, let their players make money off of their own name and their own branding, then I hope that the NCAA tests learn the hard way.
Like, okay, the NCAA.
Well, no, Aiden, they're going to. They're going to come around. But again, like Jason Tatum, if he had gone, here's a better example is Grayson Allen because he went 4 years at Duke. But Duke is one of the top schools in the country for academics, and he went and got a scholarship to go play at one of the best basketball schools. They essentially paid him to go there. He didn't have to pay the same amount as anybody else. Like, academic scholarships don't give as much as athletic scholarships.
I know,
usually.
I don't know if you guys understand this. But what I'm saying is, it's stupid that the NCAA won't allow players to like go off and make their own branding off of their name. And I don't understand why. Like, what's their point behind that?
Tommy, we're not talking anything about the colleges, him not benefiting from going to the colleges. We're talking about how he can't benefit after.
We're talking about branding.
NCAA.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is that you are definitely
you're benefiting from the college. The NCAA doesn't do anything to benefit you besides the college that gave you a full ride.
Think of it this way.
I think in like. When EA brings back college football on like the Madden game sort of, they should be able to put players.
When they made
because people are going to be creating custom rosters and stuff with college players that are going to be downloadable, and it's going to be essentially like an underground thing on the game where you can just download a full roster of the NCAA every year.
Who's making the game? What
EA.
Company?
EA.
Okay.
Notre Dame is not going to be in the game because they refuse to join until the NCAA allows players to profit off of their image.
You know what? Good for them. Good for them.
Let's.
I know as someone that's going to play that game, that kind of stinks. But you know what? Good for them.
I have a question.
Well, Aiden, you don't care. You hate Notre Dame.
No, I don't hate Notre Dame.
You treated Notre Dame as like a curse word until like seventh grade.
I did.
I have a question, guys.
Okay. Yes. Oh yeah. Someone would say Notre Dame, and you'd freak out. You'd be like, "Don't ever say
guys,
that again."
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you think are the top 10 players in college basketball right now?
I could name maybe one.
I think Kate Cunningham is probably number one.
Are we talking about prospects or current players? Basketball.
No, just top 10. No
Cunningham.
Order. Top 10 no order.
Okay, I think Luka Garza is up there.
Jalen
Suggs, Drew Timmy.
The three Gonzaga guys are up there. Cade Cunningham.
Ayo.
Jared Butler from Baylor.
What's the dude from Oral Roberts? Make a
Book
debate
Nights,
for him.
Book Nights.
Dwayne Washington.
Yeah, Dwayne Washington. That's the only guy from I could name in all of college basketball because he's on Ohio State.
Aiden.
He missed the wide open game tying three, so I kind of hate him for that.
The kid with the mask from Illinois.
Did
we not say Ayo? Did we
that's
say Ayo?
Okay. You know you did. Say
Connor, would you say the point guard from Ohio?
No.
He's
no,
good.
But I think Book Knight's there for sure.
It's
the
a Book Knight.
Probably not.
Yeah, if we're talking about strictly college. Isaiah Mobley.
Evan.
Which one's better, Isaiah?
Evan Mobley.
Evan's better. They're both very good, but one's going to be a top.
It's Evan.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person, but we got to hurry up if we want to do football.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
Because I want to talk free agency.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I hate talking football with Aiden.
No, but I won't make any bad takes, please.
Aiden, you say that every time.
The Patriots went on an absolute spending spree.
Okay. Can I just say this?
No.
The Patriots did a good job bringing in tight ends. Because here's the thing I saw the other day. Cam Newton, when he had his MVP season, who was his leading pass catcher or whatever?
Greg Olson.
Yeah. So, and he's a tight end. So, what they're trying to do is build around Cam to make, like, a similar scenario to his MVP season. Because that year, they had a good running game, too. They had what's his name? He's retired now.
Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad take right there.
No, they had someone else, too.
Aiden, you should have stopped at the Patriots. Did good job.
Yeah, they're not trying to replicate his MVP season for him. They're trying to build weapons for him. And if one, we need a tight end very badly. If we're not going to get Kyle Pitts, why not bring in the two best tight ends in free agency as weapons? We've done it before with Aaron Hernandez and Gronk.
Let's hope one of them doesn't kill someone.
So we obviously know we Bill knows how to use dual tight ends. Cam needs weapons badly in order. Because Aiden, if Cam does bad this year, he, I'll tell you, I'll give you him that he's a bottom five quarterback.
Bottom, I honestly.
You said bottom three in the card.
By next year, if he does bad, he has one of the best.
Yeah. Honestly, out of all 32 quarterbacks in the NFL, I rank him at 33.
Aiden, I just think that's one of your stupidest takes I've ever heard. Like, I'm not
going to lie. Honestly,
below Sam Darnold?
He is below Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold can throw the ball. Cam Newton can run the ball.
Stupidest things I've ever heard.
Oh, I'm going to stay out of this.
Okay, Aiden.
No, let's not get into this.
No, I want to get into this so bad.
No, we're getting into this.
Oh, boy. Aiden, what's wrong with Cam running the ball?
Nothing's wrong with him running the ball, but he can't throw it either.
Okay, but
he's like Lamar Jackson with like a 20 times worth of them an arm.
You just don't
count. Let's not get into Lamar Jackson, please. Please don't get into Lamar Jackson.
I'm not getting into Lamar Jackson. I'm getting into Cam Newton. You just don't include his rushing ability at all.
Aiden, he has the most rushing touchdowns of any quarterback this year.
He had almost 700 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns last year, and you kind of just don't include it at all. You go, he threw for 8
touchdowns. Rushing stats aren't everything. When I look at a quarterback, I look at their throwing stats rather than the rushing stats, which is why
I think he had more rushing touchdowns. I think he had more rushing touchdowns than like Alvin Kamara. I saw something I'm pretty sure.
And it was top five. Running backs cores, and the Ravens not on there. Top five receiving cores. Ravens were not on there. Top five offenses. The Ravens were on there. But Lamar's not a top 10 quarterback.
I wonder why.
You said he was a top 10 quarterback. What I was gonna say is that's why I don't think he'll be a top 10 quarterback next year. You think of his season this year compared to Cam Newton's season.
Lamar was not a top 10 quarterback this year.
This year, he was a top 10 quarterback, but he was
definitely not a top 10 quarterback. But LeBron James.
Hold up. So you're admitting I was right about when I had my Lamar.
Remember when LeBron had that year when he was first on the Lakers, but they didn't make the playoffs and he was all NBA third team? People still said he was the best player in the world, but statistically, he was not the best player in the world, right?
Actually, Kawhi was the best player in the world that year.
Just
but,
shut up and listen. People called LeBron the best player in the world, even though he was All-NBA third team, which you think that doesn't make sense, but just because he has one year that's not as amazing as the one before, you can't just doubt him off.
So you got, Kawhi, exactly. You're kind of confusing me right now. So you don't think Lamar was top 10 last year?
Pure stats, definitely not.
No. Okay, so then you admit I
no,
was right.
No, you're wrong.
The fear that he drives into another team.
Statistically, no.
He
was MVP the year before.
He had a top 10 statistical season.
So you're admitting I was right, because my take, and I changed it from there, was that Lamar was not a top 10 quarterback last year.
He's a top 10
quarterback. So then you admit I was right.
He didn't have a top 10 statistical season.
So then, that's what I was arguing. He wasn't a top 10 quarterback
last year. No, you argue that he's not a top 10 quarterback. You didn't argue he.
No, I argued that he wasn't a top 10 quarterback last year.
Never.
If I was arguing that he wasn't a top 10 quarterback, I would not. Then I would argue that he wasn't a top 10 quarterback because MVP.
Hey, that's what you were arguing.
Hey, can I just say this?
Oh my God, Connor.
You can make an argument that his rushing season in 2020 was better than his rushing 2019.
Was better than. He was also better than like half the running backs in the league. So.
But no, Kyle, his rushing stats don't matter, Caden. So like we can't count those.
No, I said that they don't matter as much as
okay, Aiden, what you do with Cam is you see that he threw eight touchdowns and go, wow, he only threw eight touchdowns, he's trash. And you just don't count the 20.
Oh, yeah, because he couldn't throw the ball to anyone. And I will give him this. His receiving corps did not help him. But the rare times where his receivers actually did a good job generating separation, he completely missed the throw.
Aiden, how many other quarterbacks do you think had 12 rushing touchdowns?
None, because Cam could only run the ball, so that's what he did every time.
Aiden, you do what works for you.
Okay, Aiden.
Yeah, you do what works for you, but what's worked for you doesn't always work for the team.
But it worked for him.
I think Jacoby Myers threw the longest pass.
Yeah, Aiden, we're not judging his team. We're judging him. And if he is scoring touchdowns by running the ball, then let him do it. Like, what's the problem with that?
Look, the Patriots are in a good situation going into next year. They got Damien Harris at running back.
Noonan quarterback, so he's going to be terrible.
They're going to draft Aiden. They will draft someone in the first or second round that's going to end up being really good. He'll be a backup. He'll sit behind Cam for this year.
If they draft the quarterback in the first round,
playing terribly, they'll put him in.
If they draft the quarterback in the first round, I will kill myself, dude.
Oh my God, I can't wait to do the draft.
There are so many bigger needs.
What are the bigger needs? Besides wide, receiver,
quarterback is the biggest need on our team.
I just feel like we could use some more depth at defense. I feel like we could use some more.
Oh my
we
God!
Could use
we
could use a cornerback because I don't know if Stephon Gilmore's going to stay. He probably will.
J.C. Jackson might not either.
Well, I bet you if one of them goes, the other will stay probably.
I honestly, J.C. Jackson.
If one of them stays, the other will probably go.
Very overrated.
Yeah, I can agree
with that. We could use a wide receiver, too, more than we could use Cam.
No, we could use a quarterback more than we could use a wide receiver. When Jared Stidham was behind center throwing the ball, he threw it better than Cam Newton. Changed my mind.
He's still on the team.
I know.
In our wide receiver core is bottom three right now, would you say?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
And Cam Newton is like bottom six.
Bottom
seven.
Six.
So that...
Yeah.
That right there.
Bottom two.
Okay.
Aiden, who's worse than him?
Is
Sam Darnold, maybe.
Is every starting quarterback in the NFL
who's worse?
Yes.
How?
I would take 31 guys over him. Maybe 30. Because they can all throw the ball.
How do you know that?
Because if you don't, I don't even need to look at the stats.
Aiden,
if you look at the
watched every single Jets game this year, I know that Sam Darnold can throw the ball.
Okay, Connor, are you telling me you...
You watched every single Jaguars game this year?
I would take Gardner Minshew over Cam Newton.
You're busting my balls. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. Gardner Minshew versus Cam Newton in like a locker room battle, like who has more swagger?
You're throwing Conor McGregor. Here's the thing about Gardner Minshew. He has a good arm, but he cannot. He has no accuracy whatsoever.
He has a cool mustache.
Oh yeah, his mustache is awesome too.
Gardner Minshew is not a good quarterback in the NFL. He's probably bottom five at least.
And you take Andy Dalton over Cam Newton?
There's one.
No, I wouldn't take Andy Dalton over Cam Newton. I would take Marcus Mariota.
Would you take Drew Lock?
Yes, I'd take Drew Lock over Cam Newton.
Would you take
I was going to say something about Drew Lock, but I decided I'd be better off not.
Good job.
Kyle, good with self-restraint.
Did Gardner Minshew start the whole season? No, he was injured for a little bit, wasn't he?
No, he got benched.
No, he was injured.
There was a.
But and there is okay. There is no way Sam Darnold is better than him. There is no way Gardner Minshew is better than him. There's no way Trubisky is better than him. There's no way.
There's no way
any of the Washington quarterbacks.
That's really
sad. No, Mitch Trubisky is actually he's severely underrated.
He's underrated, dude. Trubisky sucks. Okay.
I will say I am cousin to our Bears fans, and one of them who. Granted, he met Trubisky like right after he got drafted. He thinks Trubisky is not in the right system in Chicago.
Exactly. That,
he might not be, but that doesn't mean he doesn't suck. Like,
No, he's not good, but he's also not as bad as he's
been. Aiden, Connor says something to me today that I can tell you right now, and you would not be happy. He was debating who he put as a worst quarterback. Cam Newton or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I didn't debate it. I said Jimmy. No, right off the bat, I was just looking at it. I said Jimmy Garoppolo is probably better.
But you were like,
okay, thank God.
Jimmy G's also severely overrated. I wonder which one's better. Who do you think? And I didn't look up statistics. I just said Jimmy Garoppolo. He was injured last season. They went to the Super Bowl the year before. I know he's probably not. I know he wasn't a huge part of that Super Bowl team, but
Jimmy Garoppolo is the reason they lost the Super Bowl.
Okay.
He was the weak link on the team.
Here's the defense I have for Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, and you can disagree with me, and that's all right. That year before, they had the second overall pick,
and they drafted an elite edge rusher.
And now they get a quarterback, and now all of a sudden they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they drafted Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa.
They had the best defense.
Okay, so you think Nick Bosa single-handedly turned that team around?
They had the best defense incredible. In the league by far. It wasn't even close.
Yeah,
No,
the Patriots had the best defense that year. There was
no, they didn't.
Oh, you're so
dumb. The Patriots had the best defense for the first 8 weeks, but they also played the easiest schedule.
Yeah, the Patriots were the 2019 or was the 2018 or 19? 2019 Patriots were the 2020 Steelers of 2019.
All right.
If that makes any sense.
That's actually the first good take you made all day.
I'm viewing my little spreadsheet I made. Remember when I did that?
Yeah, it's not as good as mine. It's not color coded, and it doesn't have filters on it.
Newton was not bottom.
Where'd you put him, Connor? Where'd you put him?
The people were worse than him using the spreadsheet, so you can't blame me. I'm not saying it's true or it's wrong. Alex Smith. I'm sorry, this is going to take me one blow.
Alex Smith
was awful.
You can use mine. Mine's good. It'll flip for you.
Alex Smith, Philip Rivers. Wait, no. They were really close.
Philip Rivers was not worse.
Philip Rivers was better. Minshew was statistically worse. Wentz.
You can argue that. You can argue that.
Daniel Jones.
You can't argue that. That's not true.
That's not true.
Danny Dimes, he's also in the. I would actually be happy if the Patriots traded for him.
Yeah, that's
I love Daniel Jones.
They'll get another season as a starter, but if he's not good next year, then they're going
to. If Daniel Jones and Mitch Trubisky played on the same team, that'd be a fun team to watch.
Hey, you do realize Daniel Jones is awful.
No, he's not good, but he's young enough to the point where they're going to give him another
2020
season.
He played 14 games, which is almost every game. He threw 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He had more throwing touchdowns than Cam Newton, and two less games. Cam Newton had 12 rushing touchdowns. Daniel Jones did not have 12 rushing touchdowns, okay?
All right. But did Daniel Jones break free from everybody and trip balling into the end zone?
Actually, Daniel Jones hit 22 miles an hour this year.
Cam Newton. I'm not
talking about over.
No one talk. Cam Newton's QB rating. What?
Okay, here, can I say something, Connor? QBs with the worst.
Mine's better. Mine has college QB rating.
Cam Newton, Nick Foles, Daniel Jones, Alex Smith, Jalen Hurts, Drew Lock, Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold. QBs with a.
Would you prefer Jalen Hurts over QBs
with a better
yes
NFL rating? Nick Mullins, Tua Tagovailoa, Andy Dalton.
Okay, no.
Teddy Bridgewater, Mitch Trubisky.
Cam Newton is not top 30 quarterback.
I will stand by that Nick Mullins is not better. He played like half the season. No, not even.
All right, using the NCAA's rating system. Oh, great.
It's the same, pretty much same quarterback.
Yeah, perfect. Cam Newton is he's better than Tua, Danny Jones. Alex Smith, Jalen Hurts,
and the thing
Foles,
with
Drew
half
Locks,
of them
West,
is half of them are over half of them are young and going to develop and can only get better.
Exactly.
The problem
and
is
he's so close to Andy Dalton as well. Like, and I think he's better.
Aiden,
than
but
Collins,
like right there, you do this for everyone. You do this for Lamar. You do this for every rushing quarterback in history. You do this Michael Vick. Okay, whenever.
Yeah.
I say they're rushing. They're touchdowns for passing. And you just go, see right there, Daniel Jones has more passing touchdowns by like two.
Daniel Jones is a rushing quarterback.
He's not a rushing quarterback, though.
Oh my god.
Hey, Aiden.
Okay, fine. He's like not a rushing quarterback.
All right, yeah, we gotta wind down. I got like 2% left. But no, I can't because I have my headphones. So I just want to say that Cam Newton actually had more air yards per completion than Aaron Rodgers.
Tommy, that is the okay, but how many times did he throw the ball compared to Aaron Rodgers?
Aiden, Daniel Jones.
Where'd you get that from? Wikipedia?
Pro Football Reference. 400 yards in one touchdown. So basically, Cam Newton had like 8 more touchdowns on the season than Daniel Jones.
Aiden, for touchdown percentage, you know who's number 2? Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
All right, this seems like a good place.
All
right, this seems like a good place to stop.
Lamar only throws the ball when he's in the end zone. Or when he's in the red zone.
All right.
Lamar doesn't throw the ball ever, basically.
All right. Okay. All right, I got a hot
take. Connor.
Hold on. I have to say, can we talk about what Aiden texted earlier today? No, we need to talk about
that. We're ending it. All right, I just want to say one thing. Houston's winning the NCAA championship.